now approaching. Junction at platform. Passengers, airport, please stay on board. Next stop, road station.
iOS helps you control which apps you share your exact location with. There's more to iPhone.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is a podcast from The Times. Go to thetimes.co.uk.
Well, thanks for joining us for another game podcast bonus. And I'm joined by Tom Dart, who together with John Vale did an interesting bit of research in the game this week. And Tom, you basically looked at trends in ticket buying in the Premier League, both in terms of season tickets, you look at ticket prices and so on. What sort of picture emerges?
Really surprisingly good picture from the Premier League's point of view. It's pretty static. Last season, Premier League grounds were 92.2% full on average, which was only 0.2% down from the season before. And considering the difficult economic times everyone's in, and football is still a very expensive activity at the top level, any level really, to go and watch, it's a pretty good picture from the club's point of view to see that most stadiums are most of the time nine tenths full, even when we're hearing all these news of job loss and house prices falling, all these difficult times. Football is not immune, but it's resisting recession and inflation really well.
Now, what I find remarkable, you have a chart here of the price for league games, and you know, you would expect that in the more expensive parts of the country, season tickets would be more expensive. But it's it is sort of remarkable that the cheapest season ticket at Tottenham, for example, and Tottenham aren't even the most expensive club to go watch in the Premier League, their cheapest season ticket is sort of twice the most expensive season ticket at a club like Wigan, for example. And in fact, I think their cheapest season ticket is basically more expensive than all but maybe eight or nine clubs. This is pretty much what you expect it to find, right?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a case of supply and demand, really. Although I've just said that attendances are generally very solid across the board, that figure hides a huge disparity in prices between the top clubs, the London clubs especially, and the clubs in the northwest, such as Wigan and Blackburn, who have to really put a lot of cheap tickets into to get attendances up, to get their stadium full. You really have to get, you have to offer fans a really good deal to persuade them to come. Whereas Arsenal, Spurs, with their small ground, which they could probably sell out twice over for a lot of games, they can almost charge what they want, and they'll still, because London is such an economically strong region, and because these teams like Arsenal and Tottenham are doing well on the pitch. That means you get huge disparities, like Arsenal cheapest season ticket £951, whereas Wigan cheapest season ticket £295. You could watch Wigan, West Brom, Sunderland, Swansea, Bolton and Blackburn, even Aston Villa. You can watch these clubs and buy a season ticket for less than the cost of a season ticket at some League One and League Two clubs.
Now, the cheapest season ticket in the country, unsurprising perhaps, is at Blackburn, £225. What I find remarkable is that the second cheapest season ticket in the country is Manchester City, 260 pounds. And you look at it demographically, you know, United, you would think it's a comparable local fan base, obviously same local economy. It's twice that, at 532 pounds. You go up the road to Liverpool, it's nearly three times that. Even Everton, you know, a club that's had a lot less success than Manchester City, obviously, their cheapest season ticket is 443 pounds. What's the deal with City charging so little for their season tickets? I mean, can they not fill the stadium or what?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how many of those season tickets are available at that price. It's a good eye-catching figure so the club can say, you know, we're not charging fans through the nose. We're still taking.
It could be like 50 seats that are available.
I'm sure it's a lot more than that, but it's a figure that certainly allows City to say that they're not pricing their fans out of the market because of their new success. But City are a bit of a special case, aren't they? Because they just don't need the money. They would be okay financially if no one ever turned up and watched them. And
well, not with financial fair play around the corner.
That's possible, but. At the moment, they are so financially secure that only 20% of their income comes through the gate, which is also true of Man United. So the other thing that struck me when I was doing this survey was increasingly less importance attached to people coming through the gate as a source of revenue for clubs, because now TV income is far and away their biggest source of revenue. So gone are the days when clubs could when the financial power of a club was dictated by how many people came through the gate and how much they paid. These days it's a large percentage of it is about TV.
That's an interesting point you make, and also the fact that not many people know this, but the Premier League, the money it generates from the overseas TV deal is split equally among the clubs rather than based on prize money, as is the case with the domestic TV deal. I wanted to ask about something else, which is something that always comes up when we talk to people from supporters groups or fan groups, which is the fact that because of the ticket prices, Premier League audiences are among the oldest in Europe in terms of, I believe the figures, the average age is something like 40, which seems remarkably high. Now, I look at this, and I'm just going to read a little paragraph from here, which doesn't necessarily contradict that, but it seems to me like either the Premier League have put spin on this or you're embracing the Premier League's view, which says the Premier League says that it has undertaken demographics research that suggests its audience is diverse and youthful. 39% of fans who attend matches being in the 18 to 34 age bracket. Mathematically, I'm sure it's possible that 39% of fans are indeed in the 18 to 34 age bracket, and the average age could still be 40. Are you buying this? I mean, It seems to me that 39% of fans being under the age of 34 necessarily implies that 61% are older than 34.
Well, then you've got another 13% of season ticket holders under 16, so below...
But see, this is interesting here. Sorry if I quibble, and I'm assuming you got the stats from them. Before, they're talking about people who attend matches. Then here, all of a sudden, they're talking about season ticket holders, which is a slightly different thing, right? Because... Mm. You know, season ticket holders are only part of the people who attend matches.
Yeah.
It's a bit of apples and oranges there.
Well...
Or am I being pedantic?
Possibly a bit of both. I think certainly one of the things that have changed in recent years as clubs have tried to keep filling their grounds is that you have seen a lot of good deals for under-16s. You now get some really cheap season ticket deals for under-16s, especially in the Football League. You can get bargain season tickets for kids, which allow families to keep going and help mitigate some of the high cost. But I suspect that perhaps when those deals are no longer available, how many people between the ages of 16 to 21, for example, who aren't able to get in on a discount and would have to pay out at full price. How many
Most
of those...
people 16 to 21, of course, don't really have a proper income.
Exactly. They might be students. They might be starting out in their careers and not earning much money. How many of those people are still going to football if they have to pay adult prices? I haven't got the figures, but I just wonder if the Premier League's outward bullishness about this is actually hiding a potential downward trend that may only become clear in the next perhaps 5 or 10 years of people who are younger and who are being pressed at football in their 20s or will choose to watch it on TV. And certainly it's very hard to see how someone in their 20s on an average income could afford a season ticket at Arsenal, for example, without really scrimping and saving.
There have been some suggestions made by some people, most notably me, that the Premier League should mandate, and perhaps they could use maybe withholding TV money as a club to beat the teams over the head with, or as an incentive. They should mandate that a certain percentage of people coming through the gates have to be a certain age, or at least set a target for this, just to ensure the fact that, you know, as Premier League crowds get older and older, they don't all just die and there's no fans left. Fans who actually go to games rather than fans who watch on TV. Would you be in favour of that?
Yeah, I think anything that ensures that young people can keep going to football, which is essential for the continued success of the game in the long term, would be a good thing. At the moment, the Premier League's attitude is that it's up to the clubs to charge what they want. They're all independent businesses. It's understandable that they should be allowed to do what they want within reason. The league generally has a pretty hands-off approach to telling clubs what to do with their finances, which you can see is a problem in all sorts of ways, really, in terms of debts and excessive spending. I think a lot of people would like to see the league get a lot more proactive and a lot more interfering in a whole range of financial issues. At the moment, I think with attendances remaining very high and no obvious sign of a crash coming, even though the economic situation this season is bad, it looks bad again for ordinary people, I think the league is probably pretty happy with the quality of its product and now starting to look at growing the market, not in England but overseas, where there's still huge potential to squeeze a lot more money out of the Far East, especially China. I think we'll see the league focusing internationally rather than worrying too much about how many people are going to watch Blackburn or Wigan, given all the people who watch Wigan in one season, all the people who watch Blackburn in one season, all that money they're paying through the gate will only pay Yaya Touré's wages for 7 months. So we've got to a situation where ticket prices and ticket income really a drop in the ocean, because footballers' wages have exploded so far on the back of TV money that the whole dynamics of the football economy have changed dramatically since the Premier League took hold in 1992.
Tom Dart, thanks for joining me. And for the rest of you, there you have it. Future's so bright, Scudamore's gotta wear shades.
As you're listening to me, Daisy, Apple's iPhone disassembly robot, is dismantling an iPhone into lots of recyclable parts. That's how Apple recovers more materials than conventional recycling methods. Thanks, Daisy. There's more to iPhone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.